I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A war of words between Afghan President Hamid Karzai and the White House is heating up. President Karzai today defended his claims that the West carried out election fraud in Afghanistan. That didn't go over well in Washington. The White House expressed frustration on behalf of the U.S. public. A spokesman invoked the sacrifice made by American families who send their loved ones off to fight. Still, The World's Jeb Sharp reports that the Obama administration will continue to work with the Afghan leader, whether it likes him or not.
President Karzai had already angered U.S. officials last week when he made remarks before the Independent Electoral Commission accusing foreigners of meddling in Afghan affairs. But a phone call with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Friday seemed to smooth over that dispute. Then, in a meeting with lawmakers Saturday, Karzai went a step further, threatening to join the Taliban if the meddling didn't stop.
It's just more evidence that Karzai feels deeply insecure about his position with the international community and especially the United States.
That's Caroline Wadhams of the Center for American Progress in Washington.
He's a man that basically has not had a day off of work in 8 years. He has increasingly become isolated within his palace. Since the Obama administration came in, the relationship has become tenser and tenser, and he clearly feels that he is under siege.
But analysts caution that President Karzai is not simply acting out of stress. What might seem like erratic rhetoric to outside observers is actually calculated to win supporters inside Afghanistan. Amin Tarzi directs Middle East Studies at the Marine Corps University. He says Karzai is simply trying to ensure his own survival in a future Afghanistan after international troops have pulled out.
Mr. Karzai is pretty much jockeying and trying to find his own way. Actually, the word siyasa, which means politics in Arabic, comes from the word jockeying, which I think is very appropriate. He's trying to make sure that he has friends that are not related to the current order, which is a Western-backed military order.
Tarzi says it's important to understand the degree to which the United States and its allies created the predicament they now face with Karzai. He says they focused on promoting an individual to the detriment of building strong Afghan institutions.
We, including the media, governments, international agencies, even the fashion industry, made Mr. Karzai into something that he may have not been. We collectively have made this person into pretty much the panacea, the motor for Afghanistan.
Jason Campbell of the RAND Corporation says you can't understand Karzai's behavior unless you are mindful of the audience he's trying to reach.
In general, the situation in Afghanistan on many levels is now escalating. And I think he's in some part trying to sort of recalibrate what his public perception needs to be, again, to continue to walk that fine line between being a strong nationalist leader and also one who is cognizant of the needed support of the U.S. and Western allies.
Campbell's advice is to judge Karzai by what he does, not just by what he says. But Caroline Wadham says Karzai's words are worrying nonetheless. She notes that he is deeply flawed and ineffective, but the United States doesn't have a lot of alternatives. Wadham says it's important now that the United States not exacerbate Karzai's situation.
Losing it might be too strong a phrase, but he has really been under tremendous pressure for years. I think he's skittish, he's nervous, he's on the defensive, and we have to be careful how we interact with that personality right now and make sure that we're not driving him into an even more extreme position.
That may be why General Stanley McChrystal took care to praise President Karzai today for traveling to Kandahar yesterday to meet with concerned citizens. As for Karzai himself, he told the BBC there was no reason his recent remarks should affect trust between Afghanistan and its allies. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.